Noted Cree jurist Marion Buller has been reappointed as the University of Victoria's Chancellor for a second term. Buller, an influential legal scholar, is the former chief commissioner of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls and was the first First Nations woman to be appointed as a BC judge prior to becoming chancellor. A member of the Mistawisis Nahiyawak, a Cree First Nation in Saskatchewan, Buller is a two-time UVic alumna with degrees in anthropology and law. Her reappointment was celebrated at UVic's McPherson Library lobby on Wednesday. UVic Board of Governors Chair Paul Ramsey thanked Buller for the energy and time that she has dedicated to the university since she was appointed to the position in January 2022. Russ Berry is new president of Builders Group. Russ Berry of Interactive Construction is the new president of the Victoria Residential Builders Association, succeeding Mike Dalton of Sata Group. Other appointments include First Vice President and Builders Council Chair Brian Trenkard, Envirotech General Contracting Limited; Second Vice President Christopher Walker, Christopher Developments Inc.; Treasurer Amandeep Gill, Patriot Homes; and Suppliers and Trades Council Chair Daryl L. Island ICF Foundation Supplies Inc., who also joins the Board of Directors. The association's directors for the 2024-2025 year are Ryan Brooker, Oak Bay Construction Limited; Maureen Elmer, K2 Stone; Peter Forbes, PJF Construction Limited; Jamie Gill, SIBA Construction; Donnie Metzmeyer, Times Colonist; Rob Mickleberry, Prodigy Development Services Limited; and Kyle Velikovsky, White Wolf Homes. Whale watching firm in Campbell River honored Campbell River Whale Watching and Adventure Tours as the first whale watching operator in Canada to achieve a rainbow registered certification from Canada's 2SLGBTQIA+ Chamber of Commerce. The accreditation acknowledges businesses that meet national standards for inclusivity. Campbell River Whale Watching said it has implemented inclusive practices across all aspects of its operations and considers itself a role model for other tourism operators in Canada. "It's about actively creating spaces where everyone feels safe, valued and included," said Stephen Gobrish, one of the owners. "We're incredibly proud to bring this milestone to Campbell River, establishing it as a destination where inclusivity is celebrated. The company's inclusion policies are displayed in its office and online, and all employees, including seasonal staff, participate in LGBTQ inclusivity training. Progress Pride flags are displayed on vessels year-round, while the company also hosts an annual Pride Harbor cruise, raising funds for North Island Pride. The company is also advocating for gender-neutral bathrooms at the Campbell River Marina." Sport Education Institute gets new board members. Pacific Institute for Sport Education announced Melanie Malman and Jeremy Burgess have joined its board of directors. Malman was most recently executive advisor on charitable giving to the First Nations Health Authority, leading the creation of the Health Authority's first charitable foundation. She is a former president and CEO of the Victoria Hospitals Foundation, where she served for 26 years. Burgess is a lawyer and has held previous volunteer positions with UBC Okanagan's Behavioral Research Ethics Board, the Kelowna Bar Association, Kelowna Ultimate Players Society and Central Okanagan Economic Development Commission.